When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we're going to talk about somebody we haven't talked about in a while. It's been nice, but something has occurred. Some information has been released, and I think it's important to point it out. We're going to talk about the GOP's quest to maintain Trump's base, to keep those voters active, to tap into that base that he inspired. Right now, the GOP is in complete and utter disarray. They are trying to oust one of their leading politicians. They are censuring each other, all because those people did not bend the knee and kiss Trump's pinky ring. I have made no secret of the fact that I don't think the base that they're trying to tap into even exists anymore. I think it disappeared the day of their little attempt on the Capitol. I think that was the end of it. Doesn't mean that he couldn't restart it and rekindle those flames, but at the moment, it's gone. Here's the thing. We now have data to back that up. Trump's power was social media. His power, his ability to inflame that base, was directly derived from social media. The week of the 6th, he had 300 million interactions on Facebook. Things that mentioned his name, that were liked or shared or whatever, 300 million. This week, 90% reduction. They don't care about him anymore. Twitter's the same way. The week of the 6th, it was 50 million. Right now, 3.5. More than a 90% reduction. It's not just because of the ban. It's not just because of the bans either. Because his fervent supporters, well, they still have access to his social media platform thing, blog, whatever that is. And they could be using that. If anything, he should be able to inspire them to talk about him even more. But he can't. He can't. He's getting pre-candidacy numbers. They're over him. Without him out there to fan the flames of fascism, authoritarianism, whatever you want to call it, it's kind of going out. Meanwhile, there are a whole bunch of Republicans that are fanning the flames within their own party and turning the GOP into a straight-up dumpster fire. And it is glorious to watch. Because I think Lindsey Graham said it best. When he was talking about Trump, we will get destroyed and we will deserve it. And that's where they're at right now. The only bad part about this is that because they're in such disarray, they don't have a platform at all of their own. It's just oppose Joe Biden. The problem with that, not only is it bad for their party, it's bad for the country. Because nothing can get done. Because it doesn't matter what Democrats propose, Republicans, in an effort to appease a failed candidate, well, they'll oppose it. They'll fight against it. In the hopes of tapping into a base that, at best, is 10% of what it used to be. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.